I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. And if you listen to this show, first, thank you for listening to this show. If you listen to the show, you know 8 o'clock on Tuesdays is when Seth and I are at our most petty. We're petty all the time, but we take it and we turn it up several notches Tuesday at 8 a.m., right, Seth?
We take PEDs before this segment. Sean and I have been, on a mixture of amphetamines and alcohol. Yeah.
Syringes right in the butt. All right, so let's do this. Let's get petty. Let's listen to other people get petty. We call it the Pettycast. And let's start with this. We played this towards the end of the show yesterday, but I think it fits perfectly into this segment. The Patriots unveiled a statue for Tom Brady. Head was a little small, body was a little off, but whatever, you know.
He looked like the character in Beetlejuice that's waiting in the purgatory waiting room there, yeah. Who had had his head shrunken by cannibals.
That's right. That's exactly right. But Tom Brady had jokes when he was doing his speech at this statue unveiling at their preseason game against the Commanders this past Friday. Here was Brady to Jet fans.
But in the end, this statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year. Probably in the second quarter. Maybe the third.
Okay, you are writing checks on behalf, Tom Brady, of the 2025 New England Patriots, not the 2014 or 2016 or 2003, any of the Super Bowl teams. Hell, any of the teams that didn't win a Super Bowl but at least made the playoffs. You made the playoffs practically every year. So there's that. But a very petty joke towards Jets fans, which I understand. I'm here for it. I like it. I just feel like that. I feel like the Jets and the Patriots aren't all that different in 2025.
Yeah. You would. What did you feel like? The statue making in sports has taken a step back.
I think there's two things that we need to stop doing. I feel like statue making in sports has gone backwards. I can't remember the last time like there was a statue unveiling where like that is. Boy, that looks exactly like
what an impressive
the guy.
Statue. Yeah, there's probably, I'm guessing there's fewer sculptors these days.
Maybe, maybe.
Most of the good artists are going into the graphic world.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we got to stop with the statues. There are no more good statue makers, it feels like. Ask Dwayne Wade. Go look at the Dwayne Wade statue. The other thing we need to do away with, Seth, old timers games. Did you see the Yankee old timer game this weekend?
Why? I love it. I love seeing fat Johnny Damon.
It's depressing.
That was awesome.
My poor Mariano Rivera shredded his Achilles in this damn thing.
What are you going to do? That's all about.
There's a reason why nostalgia works.
Yeah, I'll tell you what those guys didn't do.
Yeah.
They didn't get around in a circle and kneel down in silence.
They didn't. They scooped him up out of there and said, we got an old timers game to finish.
They probably laughed at him. Yeah. That was what we did. Back in the day.
Yeah. I'm watching some of these highlights from the old timers game. I'm like, this is depressing me. That's Alfonso. I had Alfonso Soriano was the linchpin for a very good fantasy baseball team I had back in the day. And I'm looking, and he looks less fit than I do. He was like a 40-40 guy.
You are petty. I like watching. I wish the Astros did more of that. I think the statues, part of it with the statues is ever since I feel like it's hard to put up a statue these days without eventually finding out that somebody toppled the statue. Like the Panthers owner.
Yeah.
I don't know how Karl Malone's statue is still standing, but I feel like you're putting a target on your back whenever you have a statue put up for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
So 100 years from now, they're going to be toppling all these statues because they find out that we ate animal meat or something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It'll be like, heard he was a meat eater, that guy. His statue.
Away with the statue. All right, so I'm a little petty in that one. Tom Brady, obviously petty towards the Jets, so we like that. Did you see this little kid named Bradley? I say little, he's like 13 years old, that was in an umpire getup over the weekend at a Cubs-Cardinals game?
I saw a picture of it, but I hated the kid immediately,
okay, good.
I didn't read anything about it.
So
yeah.
This kid named...
Oh, no, was he sick?
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of. I think he just...
That's a little too petty.
He's into... umpiring, I guess. Like, well, I'll let him explain. This is a Cubs Cardinals game in St. Louis. This kid lives in Florida. Okay, so he and his family drove up to St. Louis for a 3-game series, and he dresses up in a major league umpire getup, and he's got all the body motions down. Like, he puts on the mask ferociously, like an umpire does. Somebody hits a home run, they flash to him. He's doing the home run signal. Like, he is into being an umpire. I'm guessing he wants to be one someday. He explained to the Cubs sideline reporter, whose name escapes me right now, Taylor McGregor, I think is her name. How did this all come about?
So I was actually at a Marlins game, and then my dad, I was looking at the umpires, and my dad said, "Who are you looking at?" And I said, "The umpires." And then since then, I asked him for umpire gear and, you know, all sorts of different stuff. And then we started going to minor league games, Cardinals, spring training, and then we just did a bunch of different stuff.
And what brings you specifically to St. Louis?
Well, definitely because of the Cardinals, and I also heard that it's a 3-game series with the Cubs, and I was super excited to go, and I saved up my money, and we're coming to all 3 games.
Okay, so here's my petty with this whole thing. The kid sounds like a great kid.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty smart thing. If you're not, I don't know if he's good at playing baseball or not, but like if you're looking for an avenue to get into baseball,
But setting your sights on a niche career that other people as children don't have.
Yes.
You know, Roger Goodell, from the time he was a young teenager, wanted to be commissioner of the NFL.
Correct.
I would hazard that he was the only child in America that had that specific goal.
Yes.
So you kind of, you shrink the field of competition.
Yeah.
So now he is also choosing, his dream is to become a job that is largely going to be marginalized with the advent of the
computer,
the automatic strike zone.
Yeah.
There's still going to be a lot going on, obviously.
Sure,
a lot
sure.
of ways to be an umpire. Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be humans out there. There'll be jobs.
Yeah.
I would say, too, it's a job that fewer and fewer people want to go through the grind of doing, like, Little League and Pony League and high school and college.
You don't want to deal with the parents.
That's my point. Yeah. Like, it's not worth it. So that part's smart. The petty part is this kid stands in the middle of the aisle to do all this stuff. Like, if you're sitting there, like, he's a bit of a nuisance.
This is why, before I heard the kid, he acts like an ump the whole game. Sounds like a nice enough kid and everything. It just feels like it's the Costco guys. It's built for social media and everything. Yeah, it just annoys me.
All right, Bradley.
I'll be petty towards a child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's the rules in the petty cast are very few. All right, so that's we're petty towards Bradley. Sunday in the Astros win over the Yankees, there was a play. I forget who the hitter was for the Astros, but hits a pop fly behind second base that lands in between 3 Yankees. Runners are on base. Jose Altuve is running home. And Cody Bellinger tries to throw Jose Altuve out and look like Timmy Lupus on the Bad News Bears. The ball slips out of his hands, and he looks like somebody who's never thrown a ball before. Here's what it sounded like on the broadcast.
Popped up, shallow left field. And that's going to drop in for a base hit. Here comes the runner, and the throw just goes awry. So Altuve scores, staying put at second is Walker. It's a pinch hit single for Arias. I'm not quite sure what happened with the ball by Bellinger.
Yeah, it just slipped out of his hand. He was in and running in, and they thought he might have a play.
It was hilarious. He's going to be memed forever for that, and I love it.
Yeah,
I am
yeah.
petty towards Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger perpetually looks like he ate too many edibles before a game. It's yep. fun when anything like that happens
yes.
to him, especially when you know we've been the victim of his actually impressive arm at times.
We have.
There's a pettiness angle here, too, and it has to come in talking about Astros' third base coach, Perez Chica.
Yeah.
Because Perez Chica, I like to, by the way, pretend his first name is Perez. And
his last name is Chica.
Chica is his last name. Perez Chica. I'm petty towards people who have zero memory of how they felt about Gary Pettis back in the day. Because there was nobody more despised than Gary Pettis sending guys home and people. This is before it was when people were still getting used to the Astros' aggressive base running. And the thing is, Pettis was still actually, I think, making good calls based on what the Astros wanted to do. Perez Chica, I'm cool. Whenever there's a play at home, I'm cool with sending the runner home. Because that's the theory is that more times than not, it's even if it's a great outfielder, it's not going to be a perfect throw to home. So send the guys home. I'm not a fan of Perez Chica sending Paredes on plays where he makes it halfway to home
down
plate
the line,
when the
yeah.
ball arrives. Yeah, this is where he's nowhere close to Gary Pettis at this point.
I love that. That was a random petty I did not expect from
yeah.
a Cody Bellinger botch in the outfield. And by the way, if you're wondering, maybe you're new to Houston, you know, or maybe you just have a short memory and you don't remember. Why are we so petty about Cody Bellinger? This was from February of 2020, right after the Astros got punished in the being better than everybody else scandal.
I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show.
Okay. We can cut it right there. The show.
Everybody in the show.
The show. You sound like such a dork. Oh my God! Everybody in the show. What
Bellinger too, and his other comments too. It showed that he, in a lot of his comments, he showed that all he had done is watched a couple of videos and
right.
hadn't actually read anything about everything that had happened.
Yeah.
Because he talked about Altuve changing that false story about him changing his jersey in the dugout and everything. Anything that John Boy had put out that was false about conspiracy theories. Bellinger
yeah.
saying that they had cheated for 3 years when it was, okay, again, it's obvious that Bellinger hadn't actually read anything.
Yep.
The thing that annoys me to this day is there's still people that errantly will say that none of the Astros ever actually apologized because all they did was watch the press conference and then listen to other pundits who didn't actually do their homework and see all of the comments that players, individual players made afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah. He'll always be dead to me, this Cody Bellinger.
I like that. That's petty right there. Text in your petty, 713-572-4610. This is just me being petty because I got a big kick out of it. CeeDee Lamb in street clothes getting run over by a line judge in the Cowboys game on Saturday. If you haven't seen it, CeeDee Lamb takes a pretty big hit. He was CeeDee Lamb celebrating a Jonathan Mingo catch, and he starts running down the sidelines with CeeDee Lamb does with his number one finger up in the air. He's all celebrating.
In the restricted area on the sideline.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been in this area. He gets a penalty for this, actually. The line judge is trying to run along with the play, and he plows over CeeDee Lamb. Here's what it sounded like.
Yeomans on the sideline can clear things up as we look at CeeDee Lamb on the sideline. Kyle?
Yeah, guys, this happened right in front of me. CeeDee Lamb was celebrating Jonathan Mingo getting behind his defender. He was so excited, he jumped in front of an official, and the official ran over CeeDee Lamb. On the sideline, that's where the penalty comes in, and he was off the sideline, he was outside of the box, and so CD's the one that's being penalized here for the Cowboys sideline infraction.
Pettiness in me loves that. He got popped pretty good. Like, there was some whiplash in that hit by that line judge right there.
Yeah. I saw, were they fake reports that CeeDee Lamb was injured, I'm guessing?
No, because the video of the clip that we just heard, you can see CeeDee Lamb like laughing and joking with his teammates about it.
You say no. I asked if there were fake reports. I saw fake reports.
Oh, I didn't hear fake.
Injured.
Sorry. Oh, okay. I didn't hear fake. Probably.
I saw some immediately that had like 500,000 retweets, but then saw no more news of him being injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that. Now, I'm guessing 75% of idiotic Cowboys fans think that the official is somehow to blame for this.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes.
Well, no. CeeDee Lamb's idiocy was to blame for that.
What's he doing?
The umpire is watching the play, not trying to attract attention to himself.
That's right.
Like some people.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, last one here. You sent this one to me yesterday. This is outstanding. This is as petty as it gets. This is an employee, I'm going to say, of a department store.
Yeah,
right.
Sean and I don't know how the law works, so I'm going to bleep out the name of the department store
prominent,
just in case.
A prominent,
I don't want to get sued over this.
A prominent department store that is in many locales around the United States, small and large.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. This is an employee quitting her job at this particular place by grabbing the overhead microphone, the PA inside the store, and saying this.
Attention, all shoppers, associates, and managers. My name is Shauna from Cap 2, and I just want to come on here and say Henry is a racist, stinky prick. Giovanna is racist. Elias is a prick of a manager. This company fires black associates for no reason. This company treats their employees like especially Cap 2, and Jimmy from Sporting Goods, Joseph the cashier, Larry from Garden Center. You are all perverts. And I hope you don't talk to your daughters the way you talk to me. Shout out to Ariel. F-ing love you for getting me this job a year ago when I needed it most. F-ing the managers, f-ing this company, f-ing this position, f-ing that big lazy bitch, Chris Price. I f-ing quit. I'm out.
Okay, Ben, good job keeping that in there. I'm out.
I applaud the pettiness.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's. I'll tell you what. Honestly, all right. If she's got serious complaints against those people, especially Jimmy, Joseph, and Larry.
Yeah.
She went about this in the wrong way, man. Because for one, she's got to get another job, presumably,
right,
at some point.
Right,
unless
right.
unless she just got engaged and her husband or future husband is saying, like, no, honey, you never have to work no more.
Yeah.
But that also, particularly if you're Jimmy, Joseph, or Larry, that would be the one that would be the most, I don't know if those guys are married or not, but they were the ones that she called perverts. She might be facing some lawsuits
she
from
might.
Some individuals on that, like blasting it all out on social media. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Like I said, I don't know the law so much.
I
applaud the pettiness.
I applaud the pettiness. I'm thankful for the content. I think this is advice you and I give out at least once a year, and usually it's when somebody in our industry is let go from their job, which is, and we've seen this with others in our industry, don't burn bridges on the way out, kids.
Yeah.
Don't take to social media and talk about how horrible your former employer is or how you got a raw deal. Like, put your nose to the grindstone and go get yourself another job.
If you do, like the accusations she was making are very serious accusations, then pursue a legal route to it and do it the right way. When you just put it on blast out there publicly,
viral.
That just, it does nothing good for you.
Yep.
You get a little flash of attention and maybe support, but in the long run, it does not serve you well. You have to fight and fight and fight to not just get petty publicly about things that might have happened at your former job. I'm not saying to not, you know, if you need to be a whistleblower, then do it, but do it the right way.
Yes.
Don't do it just by putting it on blast on social media.
I asked people to send in petties on the text page, and there's a bunch of people saying, hey, play Correa now, responding to Bellinger.
Oh, yeah.
Play Correa. We may play that later in the show. I know, Ben, I know that's a tough one to go find. Someone is petty about Bregman's home run ball getting thrown back last night onto the field.
Okay.
A little disrespectful.
Very divisive issue.
Year.
You should do a Pender poll about that. Okay. I thought it was pretty, respectably hardcore in a way. But at the same time, I put myself in that situation. If I were sitting in the Crawford boxes and I caught a home run from Bregman in his first game back at Minute Maid, I'd have an emotional attachment to that. I wouldn't want to throw it back out on the field. Now, it's easy to say that after the Astros win.
Yeah.
If the Astros had lost,
Yeah.
Maybe I would have thrown it back out on the field at the end of the ninth inning. I don't know.
Here's the problem. If you do it if they're losing the game in the ninth inning, you just throw a ball on the field.
Yeah.
You get escorted out. When you throw it back right after the home run, it's a ha-ha funny moment. You know?
That's true. That's a good point.
Why did Seth just throw a baseball on the field? Now, that would be interesting. Yeah. All right. Those are our petties. That was a petty cast. All right. Up next, ESPN ranking the futures of all 32 NFL teams. Quarterback, roster, coaching, front office. Where did the Texans land, and where were they in this exercise when D'Amico Ryans arrived 2 years ago? How do you feel about the rebuild when we share these numbers with you? We'll do that coming up next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713-572-4610. Ranking the futures of all 32 NFL teams. Man, these exercises that ESPN does throughout the months of July and August are just right up my alley, man. And it's more fun to read these articles about the Texans now than it was a couple of years ago. The Texans, as far as the future goes, Seth, have you looked at this article? Because if you haven't, I was going to have you guess where they landed on it. But
I don't know.
Mike.
I looked at it. What's that?
Other mic.
Oh, yeah. The wrong microphone. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. We have a young man in observing today who is going to learn exactly what they don't teach you in broadcasting school. Or maybe they do. Maybe if I go into broadcasting school, I'd remember to hit record or speak into the correct microphone,
yep,
whatever it might be. These are the details that the professionals pay attention to.
You're not a classically trained broadcaster.
That's right. How would I know which speaking tube to speak into? I do not remember the rank. I just kind of looked down through some of the, I didn't look at the rankings because I'm not into it, but I looked at some of like the reasons for hope and concern and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah. So the Texans,
I'll guess based on those.
Yes. The Texans, so it's ESPN.com and they rank the future prospects for all 32 teams.
Yeah.
They rank the overall roster minus the QB. There's four categories. Overall roster minus a quarterback. Quarterback gets his own category, which he should. Means that much. Coaching and front office. Those are the four things. You had to take a stab at where you think they are on this thing, Seth. Where do you, before we read the reasons for hope and whatnot.
The overall roster, if you look at it, defensively, obviously, it looks very good. I'm just trying to think of it from an outsider looking in.
Yeah.
The wide receivers, most outsiders aren't going to give much credit to the young wide receivers, the rookies, second and third round pick right off the bat.
Yep.
But Nico pulls that up a lot. And the tight ends, I think people would be out on, like, not all that excited about. The offensive line, I don't think people that would be excited about. And we're not looking at quarterback. I'm going to guess, like, I think like 11th or 12th on the total roster.
For overall roster. Okay, so we'll do each of these. Overall roster, okay. They're ranked 8th in overall
roster.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, 8th.
Well, even as I was going through that, I already had 11th or 12th stuck in my mind. But then I realized, man, there are a lot of teams that have a lot of question marks on the offensive line that don't have all of those other that especially at the edge pass rusher and at the cornerback position.
Yeah.
Okay, I can live with that.
8th for overall roster. Where do you think CJ Stroud is in this metric here?
Let's see. We've every single power ranking we've looked through basically put CJ somewhere between 8th and 11th.
Yes.
Do they not?
Yep.
I'm going to guess and let's go on the higher side of that median and say 9th.
He's 9th. Yeah, good job, Seth. He's 9th. All right, the next category is coaching. Where do you think D'Amico Ryans currently stacks up in the rankings of coaching in this exercise?
People are very bullish on D'Amico Ryans. And I would say for his first 2 years, he's had a pretty promising beginning. I think that D'Amico Ryans, but he still hasn't, accomplished great things yet.
Yep.
I think they'll have him 9th.
They've got him. They got him 12th. They have him 12th. Okay. This is how I feel about D'Amico. I love D'Amico. I'm glad he's the Texans. I'm ecstatic he's the Texans head coach, and I think he's going to take this team to places they've never been before. It feels like in a lot of these rankings, Seth, that D'Amico. Remember back in the day when Phil Mickelson had never won a major, and for years it felt like he's the best golfer to never win a major.
Yeah.
It feels like D'Amico Ryans right now is being viewed as the best head coach to not make a conference title game. If you look at any power ranking, and I don't know who's ahead of him in this particular thing, but they've all been to a conference title game. Mike Vrabel's been to a conference title game with Tennessee,
With the coaches, think about coaches like John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. If you had started the clock on them immediately after the year they won their Super Bowl, relatively early in their tenure, yeah. But then and you watch the rest of that, they wouldn't be ranked nearly as high. People would still like them a lot, but not at the same level that they do having that Super Bowl tenure behind them.
Yep.
I feel like that's where D'Amico is right now. They look at them in that category of a guy. Yeah, he's a really good coach, but he has to make it to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, do any of those things before we really start to put him up there in some of the rankings of guys that have won Super Bowls or have made it to conference championship games.
All right, the last one, so D'Amico 12th. So he's the lowest of all these things so far. 8th for roster, 9th for quarterback, 12th for head coach. Where do you think the front office is ranked among NFL front offices?
Whew. Most people outside of Houston have really changed their tune about Nick Caserio in the front office in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. The drafting of CJ Stroud, and I'm thinking people outside of Houston are going to look at the big ticket items. They're not going to necessarily know as much about the, people's frustration with Nick Caserio drafting offensive linemen. So I'm going to say for front office, 7th.
10th.
Okay.
Yeah, 10th. You add it all up. And the computer spits out an overall 8th ranking for the Texans in the NFL. So they're at the bottom of the upper quartile right now. 8th overall team, which, how about this? Just 2 years ago, not 3 years ago when it was Lovie Smith coming off of David Culley. This is just 2 years ago with D'Amico Ryans getting ready to make his NFL head coaching debut. They had a roster that was 30th. Their quarterback, C.J. Stroud, having not played a snap yet, was 23rd, which is actually pretty aggressive for a guy who'd never taken
a
snap.
Yeah.
Coaching, 25th. That's D'Amico. They used to include the draft as part of the evaluation as well, and the Texans actually got a decent grade there 2 years ago. It was 15th because they had drafted C.J. and Will, and they'd picked high a lot of years, right?
Yeah. They had the classic draft that's easy to like because you had multiple first-round picks and you had nothing but guys from big-time
huge
schools.
Huge marquee guys,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know the name of that fifth-rounder.
Yes, yeah. How about this, though? How about this? If you want, this may be the person who might have come the furthest in terms of their impression or their perception of them, maybe Nick Caserio. 2 years ago, Seth, 2 years ago, almost to the date, front office for the Texans, 32 yeah. out of 32. Nick Caserio in the front office for the Texans. Here's what they said at the time. Oh, shoot, this iPad. Here's what they said at the time about Nick Caserio. The Texans trade from 12th to 3rd for Will Anderson was the second largest first-round overpay in the last 20 drafts, according to the approximate value-based draft pick valuations. It can work out. The top overpay, the top one, the only one higher, was Julio Jones, after all. But expensive trade-ups for non-quarterbacks are exactly the sort of move that we have learned on average are bad bets. It was not a trade that instills confidence in the front office, which Ooh. Ranks 32nd in Ooh. These rankings.
The Will Anderson trade was, it was a, that's a risky trade for a, not even a non-quarterback, but not a, a non-skill position player. Yeah. That it's, without knowing everything about Will Anderson, it's, and seeing kind of how he's different as a person, it's, yes, people were correct to raise their eyebrows on that trade. It yeah. had to work out. If it didn't work out, it was going to be easy for people to say, I told you so, the idiotic trade. But so that was impressive. You also have to remember, when they were the 32nd front office in this, in 2023, that was coming off of, you were still less than a year removed from firing Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
And I can't, I just cannot, I cannot emphasize enough, now that it's been almost 3 years since Jack Easterby was fired, like, I, there were so many people that tried to act like, no, that's all just nonsense, or that's just sensationalism, Jack Easterby isn't that big. No, it was, it was bad. Yeah. He was such an incredibly divisive person within that organization to a degree that I didn't even realize, even though I knew it was really, really bad. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And I think that, I don't think Caserio was aware of, you know, Caserio had a previous relationship with Easterby, but he didn't know what Easterby was like as a guy that was actually pulling strings in an organization when he got here. And it was bad. It's it was great, really, really bad.
It's a great point. I think the other thing when it comes to the front office being 32nd 2 years ago, we know all the reasons why they're 10th now. They've, you know, Nick and his staff have done a lot of good things. They were coming off of firing two head coaches back to back, one and done's. Which,
yeah, and the you, perception which, was by a lot of people that, oh, D'Amico's just the next coach they're going to fire. Can't believe D'Amico took the job there.
Took the two one-and-done coaches back-to-back, because the narrative was that no GM should get a chance to hire a third head coach. You know, you get you come in with one, you get a second one. Boy, if you get a third mulligan, and I think that was part of it too. I'm just glad we're not in these numbers anymore. You know, it's it feels good. They were tied for 29th. 2 years ago in terms of the future, how the future looked for the Texans. So other AFC South teams in these rankings, again, the Texans eighth, they have the eighth brightest future according to this. Jags 20th, Titans 25th, Colts 27th. Boy, I might have to go find an outlet where I can pick the Colts to finish last in this division.
You know what's interesting is that Chris Ballard's been the GM of the Colts for about 8 years now.
2017 was his first year. Yeah.
Hasn't won a division championship. He's got to be the longest tenured GM who hasn't won a division championship, other than, I don't know, various guys like Jerry Jones who own the team or whatever. And it's weird because he's put together some good teams and some good rosters with the Colts at times.
Yeah.
He just flat out has not been able to find a quarterback. After having a quarterback retire out from underneath them.
Yeah.
And it's so where are they in the future now with Jim Irsay's children, and one of his daughters is going to be the main decision maker on all of this, as I understand it. They could, with all respect to Jim Irsay, maybe they end up being a better organization or figuring some things out just with a different person in charge in the front office, like a different owner. That, and I'm not saying that to insult Jim Irsay or anything. It's just sometimes change is good.
Yeah, they've never won a division. They've won one playoff game, and it was here in 2018 in that time. And not just that, Seth, not just that level of failure, but they haven't done anything in the last 4 years. Like, they haven't made the playoffs in the last 4 years. 9-8, 4-12.
It's been, 'cause I just, And I only knew with Ballard, I didn't have to do hard math on it or anything. I saw a graphic this weekend of the last 10 AFC South champions.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the Colts logo, and by gar, I couldn't find it.
No figure.
And I know Ballard hadn't been there a decade, but to stick around as a GM without even winning a division championship in a division that's been one of the weaker divisions in the league for most of that time.
Yep.
It's and I do, but I get it. I think Chris Ballard is a good GM, all except for that tiny little quarterback detail.
A little quarterback thing. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610. How you feeling about those rankings we just read for the Texans? All right, I am conflicted on one of the biggest stories over the weekend, a big debut in the NFL, and I am very conflicted on this right now. I need Seth to kind of talk me into one side or the other on this one. We will do that coming up next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, so I would say the biggest story from the weekend, I don't know, Shedeur Sanders and the performance he had around the NFL.
I would think so. Based on clicks that it gets, that's got the most capacity to end up being like, it feels like it's got the potential to be a Tim Tebow type of situation.
Yes.
Where you've got a polarizing quarterback who might have success and just... But people aren't going to be completely sold on whether he's actually doing well or if it's the other certain. I think that this has the most potential to really blow up and into an annoyingly large story throughout the season.
Yes. So here's where I found myself on this, Seth, is that I've had my issues with the Sanders family on social media over the last couple of years when I predicted TCU to take them to the woodshed in the opener for Deion at Colorado, and that didn't happen. Boy, it was ugly for me for a couple of days with all the Colorado people and I think Sanders family himself and this and that. So I always had a certain feeling about the Colorado program and Shedeur by proxy. And yet here I was kind of like almost rooting for Shedeur a little bit in this game. He was good. 14 to 23, 138 yards, 2 touchdowns. Granted, mostly against second stringers. You know, like his first few drives weren't great. He got his touchdowns against guys that were a little further down the roster. And this was Shedeur after the game on getting a chance to show his talents.
I haven't went through this situation, you know, that I'm in ever. So it's really just a test, you know. I feel like from God, or whoever it's from, it's just a test. But anyway, I'm just thankful that I was able to see the day of light and get out there and be able to play. So, you know, they didn't have to let me play. So anything and everything, you know, is good for me.
Okay. I mean, this is the opposite of the kid that we heard about all those combine interviews where he was just so off-putting. I listened to that cut right there, and I watched a decent chunk of the press conference. I'm like, he seems to have had a wake-up call. I kind of like this kid.
I think it was Shadur. There was somewhere along the way where the blowback had gotten so extreme that I felt like you have to, at this point, it's his first time in his life being away from his dad in a football environment where he's genuinely going to be on his own. And it's almost like, okay, you can evaluate Shadur as the individual instead of him being a part of a bellicose father-son-son trio that is, just very, constantly creating attention or whatever it might be. It felt like, all right, give the kid a chance to do it on his own. And if he had at any point come off like the guy that people were claiming he was in those interviews or anything, I would have abandoned it completely. Yeah. But all the reports out of Cleveland are that, man, the kid just shows up and he asks questions and he works and he's got a great attitude. There's not been a hint of him throwing shade at the other draft pick or anything like that. So yeah, I'd like to see him be able to prove it on his own and be his own man.
So that's where I was.
I'm going to be annoyed though if he's doing all right and a bunch of other people are trying to make him rookie of the year. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's where I'm still in this middle ground right now, because I came off of that press conference and that performance going, I'm rooting for Shadur Sanders. I can't believe this is where I am. And then so I listened into Cleveland radio on Monday to see what they said. And here was Ken Carmen, who I like. I think he and Anthony Lima have a really good show in Cleveland. This was them. And I, by the way, what you're about to hear, I am so glad this isn't where we're at right now with the quarterback position in our team. So this is Ken Carmen reacting to the performance of their fourth string, fifth round rookie quarterback on our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, on Monday morning.
And I'm going to do it. Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah! I think we might have one.
The circus is here.
I think we might have one. Then fine, call me the ringmaster, because I'm excited. I'm so excited. I can't believe he did what he did. I thought
Carmen and Bailey were here. The circus.
I was hoping it was going to be okay. I had no idea it was going to be that good. I am busting. I am so excited. I have no idea how this season is going to turn out. But damn it, what an exciting moment. What a night. I hope you all enjoyed it. And nearly as much as I did, I was watching this thing and go, it's getting better. Oh my God, it's getting better. And it kept getting better. And then it came out in the third quarter. It's like, okay, there's your typical Browns look.
Okay, so that was Ken Carmen, 92.3 The Fan. So this is my reminder, and this is not directed at Ken Carmen personally, but he is the morning host. He is our counterpart on a city that I've had issues with before. Back in 2019 when I was doing my CBS show and they had hired Freddie Kitchens, and I warned them that Freddie Kitchens was just some backwater hick that was handpicked by Baker Mayfield, and that's how it turned out. I had to tell them repeatedly that I was right about that. Here's the thing. If I am pulling for Shadur Sanders, it means that I am choosing to be on the same side of history as two entities. These fools from Cleveland, one, and Louis Riddick, two, who is carrying the torch, carrying the water for the Shadur Sanders was being set up to fail last Saturday. That there's this conspiracy theory that an NFL team is intentionally themselves botching a pick and setting him up to fail. Louis Riddick has been unbearable, insufferable during this whole Shadur thing.
The ESPN draft broadcast was unwatchable because it was a Shadur Sanders show.
Yeah.
You couldn't, every fan base except for Cleveland basically was saying, could you please talk about the guy we just drafted for a minute?
Yeah.
Could you do it for a minute?
Yeah.
No, cannot.
So what do I do? That's my question.
So what do you do? I think this is the other reason this gets annoying. It's a preseason performance. Yes, it was a good performance, but we just if you've been watching the NFL for any amount of time, for 3, 4, 5, 6 years in your life, you know that you got to take all of these performances, good and bad, with a grain of salt. I put more weight into bad preseason performances than I do into good preseason performances. If a guy stinks against backups in the preseason, it's hard for me to get excited. If a guy is good versus backups in the regular season, I think, oh, all right, we might have something here. But I just don't know.
Yeah.
And with quarterbacks especially, it's all the classic things. The cliche, they're cliches for a reason because they're true. You're going against vanilla defenses. You're going against defenses that haven't game planned against you. Yeah. You're going against backups and or guys that aren't going to make the team. So yeah, it's a promising sign, but I feel like Ken Carmen must have been exaggerating.
Oh, he was. They went on to say Anthony Lima went on to say, I feel like we're Carmen and Bailey right now with the circus, you know, like doing the, you know, like circus thing, you know, Carnival Barker.
A little showmanship to you.
100% showmanship. And yet, you know, looking yet, if I were a Browns fan, I would get, I would get excited about that performance on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, about the potential that it might work out.
Yeah,
but then
you
also do have to ask, all right, but still, why is he still behind Dylan Gabriel? And what exactly... What are the coaches seeing that we're not seeing? Yeah. Why exactly is he so far back on the depth chart right now?
And he still is.
That's where you get to be a Browns fan and worry that the organization is just simply messed up.
He still is fourth on the depth chart as of yesterday. They put a new depth chart out yesterday. He's still fourth.
I know during OTAs, I was getting annoyed because people were talking about how incredible Shadur looked during OTAs, but Dylan Gabriel had been taking reps with the ones, and Shadur had been taking reps with the two.
Mm-hmm.
But people were saying, like, oh, he's clearly going to be the starter. He's clearly better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, man, it matters. Like, there's a big difference between 11 starters and 11 backups when you're going against them in practice.
Text message, I was going to say boo, and then you played that clip from Shadur, and now I like him. That's what a text
was saying.
Yeah,
he just sounded like a wholesome kid that was just good. And there is, you know, two things can be true. He might have genuinely botched the pre-draft process.
Yep.
He might have done all those things that people said he did, but then he also might have learned a lesson from that. And he also might be out from the umbrella of his father and everything that comes with that. And he might just be a different version of himself now than he was 6 months ago.
I'd be on the same side as Lewis Riddick and Mel Kiper. What are you doing with it? I'm going to do whatever you do. Are you rooting for him right now? Are you?
I want to, except that I also don't want... If the Browns feel like Dylan Gabriel has genuinely been more impressive in training camp, I don't want Dylan Gabriel to get shafted. So that's the part that it's hard for me to... It's hard for I'm pulling for Shadur, but I don't feel like, oh, it's an injustice if he's not ahead of Dylan Gabriel. Let's remember, Dylan Gabriel is not a top 10 pick who's going to be number one on the depth chart no matter what. I would have to believe on faith that the Browns are treating this like a genuine competition.
You're no help. I need extremes. I need one or the other.
There's life is much, hard sometimes, Sean.
I know.
It's not always a clear-cut answer. Okay?
Nuance to this. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, James Palmer, our old friend from back in the CSN Houston days, just landed a new spot on a pretty prominent podcast, and we love talking NFL with James Palmer. He's going to join us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on training camp around the NFL, get his thoughts on the Texans as well, heading into year three of D'Amico Ryans. And C.J. Stroud, he's an Ohio State guy, so he loves – talking about C.J. Stroud. We'll do that coming up next. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.